Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting fourth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boots Poffenberger. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Boots Poffenberger. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Poffenberger covering, for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets fires to first and picks off Walker. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walker moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lob strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball four. Rogel moves to second. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Christman moves to second. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of lobs. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poffenberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 1 in the game. Tebbets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbacher moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs is 0 for 1 in the game. Lobs takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Poffenberger hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Poffenberger covering, for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poffenberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poffenberger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Walker reaches second base with a double. Walker throws the ball into Christman, who tags Walker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Steinbacher goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Poffenberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poffenberger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Clint Brown now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-3 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Steinbacher. Lobbs reaches second base with a double. Greenberg scores. Tebbets moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Poffenberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poffenberger is 0-for-3 in the game. Poffenberger hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poffenberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Fox reaches second base with a double. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walker bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Poffenberger juggles the ball. That's an error on Poffenberger. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy Thompson pinch hits for Boesberger. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.